K-Rock season countdown continues, an intimate catch-up with all the coaches from all 34 clubs as we lead into season 2020. Lucky enough to be joined by a man who will guide Lara for a second season, but do it by himself this year with Tony Armstrong stepping down. Great to have Shane Stone in the K-Rock studios. Hello, Rock.
How are you going, Kingy? Thanks for having me.
A little bit different going into season 2020 than 2019?
A little bit different, I suppose, tone stepping back, but we've sort of beefed up all our coaching stocks and had a focus on getting a little bit more support for the players. So, tone's still there with his leadership and Matty Stokes and these guys, but we've just tried to get a bit more off-field support, I suppose, as well. So, not too different.
So what have you done to sort of beef up the off-field?
Kane Smith's come in as midfield coach. Matty Chambers will move into a back coaching role, who he was runner last year. And so Beaky and Mitch Day will help out with the forwards. So we've sort of got the three line coaches and a couple of assistants. And Craig Williams has also come back to help out. He's a 2002 Premiership player, which has been fantastic as well. And then Marcus has stepped up a little bit more this year in the fitness side of things. So. Yep. Yeah,
I'm not exactly sure what the motto is, but I think it's Live Lara, Play Lara seems to be one that's been dominated. But has that been a focus, getting Lara names back involved with Lara Football Club?
Well, it has. It's always a focus to try and get people back and good people back. I think we're lucky this year that Kane, we spoke to him sort of just before the end of last year, and he showed a fair bit of interest and about coming back to help the young boys out. And I think that's probably one area we haven't had in the past. And, the more people that have been around the place when it's been in a good position, we know what it's like when it's up and firing, and I think to get them back and to help educate the young boys is a focus. And I think we've been lucky enough this year to get a couple back, Mitch Day and Kane Smith, they'll be outstanding for our club, and it's great to have those sort of guys get back around the Smith and Day name back at Lara.
Just talking about, you mentioned Tony Armstrong stepped obviously away from the coaching role. Do you expect him to play a lot of footy this year, knowing that his media career has really sort of taken off in the last 12 months?
Yeah, we do. We do. He's sort of made, he's told us that he doesn't think he'll be out that many. I suppose it depends on, which slots he gets and how that sort of, goes for him. And he's worked pretty hard at it, so I suppose that's his main focus. But we're hoping that we're going to get 80 to 90% games out of Tone.
Yep. Mitch Day, I was sitting in a casino in Vegas when it came through that you'd got Mitch Day back at the club. Can you take us through how that all that went down?
There's probably been informal discussions over the last few years about trying to get him back to the club. I think he's just, what he's done at Amos is a credit to himself and the size of the man sort of thing, hard to match up on, and just really, in any forward line gives you a bit of a focus. So there's been a bit of that, and then I think him and Kane are pretty tight, and then once we got Kane on board as the mids coach, it sort of, went to a next level then, and we're able to sort of sit down and I caught up with him one night and had a bit of a chat just about where we are as a side and the direction that we think we're taking the club. And he sounded like he got a bit out of that and enjoyed that. And then I think, they've still got close friends at Lara.
Yep.
And there's been a bit of a drive by those blokes to get them back involved and help out as well. So, it just sort of gathered its own momentum a little bit. And I think, as Kane's sort of said to us, the timing just seemed right for them both, I think.
It's a few years away, but having Kane back at the club might open the door for a kid called Devon to maybe finish his career at Lara.
Yeah, well, we might see him. Hopefully we can get Kane to the line, and then we might see Dev down a bit watching and helping out. He's, he sort of gets to Lara games fairly regularly, Dev, when he's not involved up at Bomberland anyway. So,
Talk to us about Brock Van Doren and Mitch Day as a dynamic. Obviously, Brock was a revelation last year, really. Oh, he'd been around, but he sort of burst last year. I suppose building on that and capitalising what he's done and making sure it's not just a flash in the pan, but then I suppose being able to get those two to work together inside Ford 50 is going to be a real key for you guys going forward.
Yeah, it has been. One of our focuses was we need to kick more goals. Getting Mitch in, and we got Casey Young in as well, which we're lucky talking to two key forwards. We were hoping, to get one. We got two. Yep. They've been working really well together, the three of them. So we sort of made sure that all our game sim and match sim drills that they're in the same team, and they're learning that relationships. And if one does miss training for a reason, you notice a difference. I think it'll free Brock up. He's probably more your third forward,
yep,
in a sense. He last year he had to play as number one, and I think when the more experienced defenders were on him, they got hold of him a little bit with his still learning his craft, his body positioning and strength and all that sort of stuff. And this will just give him the freedom to play more as that, that high half forward, and then be pushing deep and be working around where he shouldn't be getting the biggest defender. I think, the bigger boy's going to go to Mitch, I would think, every time, and then that'll allow Brocky to sort of, just float around and do his own thing a little bit. But he's had a really good pre-season. He's learning his craft, and I think the older, more experienced boys will help him with that going forward as well. So,
yep. Casey Young, tell us a little bit about him.
He's about, probably 6'4", 6'3", and just fairly athletic, beautiful left foot, good hands. So, he's been really, really good on the track. He played State League at Tassie as a very young 16-year-old, I think, and then he's had a few injuries coming through, but he's only sort of mid-20s now, and we're hoping that he, again, he's played good level. He's been really good leadership-wise, and as the longer he gets, but he's just one of these guys. You just look, he's a left footer, so he's just got that, that left foot. Good skills, and so he's been good.
Not many Keanu's have played GFL senior footy, if any. You and I have been around local footy for a while. Yeah. I can't think of a Keanu off the top of my head. But talk to us about Keanu Lee Feeney and his background. I think played in the Northern Territory. Has he played in Adelaide as well?
I think he spent a little bit of time over there. He's only a young fella and just sort of cutting his teeth. He moved down here for work, worked on the tunnel. So he didn't. I don't think he played last year, but he's come in. He's only small, but he'll sort of play a role defensively and through the midfield. He's strong, and he's really an explosive type, I suppose. He's not. You wouldn't think that he hasn't got the biggest engine as yet. He's still sort of growing that, and Marcus will help him with that. But he is very quick and strong. So we're hoping that he adds a little bit of to the small defenders. He'll take a small back, and he's a competitor, good tackler,
yep,
pretty strong, and he is quick. He's lightning quick. He's got a really quick step, so very explosive.
One of the great stories of last year was the opportunities Darcy Bennett was afforded at VFL level and also in the Young Guns games. There would have been part of you when Werribee signed Matt Lobie that would have gone, oh, that's disappointing for Darcy. But there might have been part of you going, well, that might mean we see more of Darcy in a blue and white jumper rather than a yellow and black one. I'm guessing he's still up at Werribee training hard, hoping to get an opportunity and probably learning quite a bit off Matty Lobie. But,
Yeah. Gee,
I tell you what, his development, he'll be so crucial for you when you do have him.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much we will have him. We've spoken to Werribee a few times, and he's training really well. So I know they have picked up, they have got a few ruckmen in there, so... he's learning his craft. I think the Darce is really working hard towards that bigger picture stuff. This is the opportunity for him. If he's ever going to get an opportunity at the next level again, then he's sort of sacrificed a bit now to do that, working really hard at Werribee. And, you'd like to see him sort of spend most of the time there. But, for us in a selfish side of things, I'd love to have him. And, we're just... And that's one of those ones where probably we'll just, when we do have him, we'll be wrapped. When we don't have him, we understand that he's at Werribee and he's learning his craft, and he's going really well. They love him up there, and I know the playing group does, and I know the coaches do, because he's just such a likeable and very coachable young man.
Yep. The big thing for him last year was that when it got towards the draft, his name just started to get mentioned, and when it does, maybe they're just going, well, we're thinking about him, but give him another 12 months in the VFL system, another year to develop his body, that, you know, he might end up being your Darcy Fort-like that gets his opportunity in his, you know, early to mid-20s.
Yeah, spot on. I think there was a lot of talk to him. I think there was a few clubs spoke to him and just, yeah, we're probably a bit unsure. It was his first year at that level full-time and just, yeah, they'll give him another year. They'll be watching him. And I suppose it's one of those ones, it's that second year syndrome stuff as well. How well does he come on? Yep. I think, you know, it's easy that first year when you're the new kid on the block, you get a few liberties and that sort of stuff. So now it's about him, you know, how far can he take it? How far can he develop? So,
yep. On field, how different will Lara look in terms of a game style to what you implemented, you know, and tried to work on last year, just, I suppose, in trying to establish something under your watch?
Yeah, I don't think... Game style won't be a lot different. I think, you know, hopefully we see a difference because we're a year further down the track on the way we want to play. I think we've probably got a little bit more firepower forward, so we'll be looking to get it deeper quicker. I guess that's probably the big thing, and then defensively trying to win it back as quick as we can. And so none of that is going to be any different. I think the biggest change will be how much can we develop as a side, how much improvement can we get out of our young blokes, and how much stronger, you know, will those guys that have gone from, you know, the last couple of years, 18, 19, to now they're 20, 21,
yep,
how big a step, how much of a step they can take to, and that'll be the big improvement of us. I think we've improved our depth, there's no doubt about that. We've had a better pre-season again on last year, so, you know, and then it's just about a little bit of luck early and getting their confidence up, and we'll see what happens after that.
Anybody making a delayed start to the year, or do you hope to have most of the line come round one?
Yeah, I think, yeah, we don't sort of have any long-termers. I think Kyle McKay, one of the new blokes, he's probably potentially won't play round one. He hurt his shoulder the other week training. So he might be round two or three, I think, with the one, and then Easter, he'll be after that. We won't.
Yep.
You know, it's a shoulder, so we won't sort of rush that back. But other than that, we haven't had any long-termers, touch wood. Yep. So everyone's worked pretty hard, and it's we should be, yeah, well, I don't know. There's still weeks to go. Hopefully, yep, we've got a full list to pick from. But yep, injury-wise, we haven't got any concerns at the moment.
Yep. I know you've met with Matty Stokes in recent times. Was that sort of work out where he's available, and how often do you think you'll see him during the year?
Yeah, we just catch up every now and again. Stokes, he's working down in Geelong, and I get a few days off, so it's easy just to have a chat, see where he's at, see what he's thinking. And it'll be very similar to last year, so we'll just map out the Geelong fixture, how that goes with us, and then we'll work out when he's available. He's been outstanding for the club, and
yep,
and what he's been able to give us, not only just on field and that, but also links into other players down at Geelong, and the support that he's given us it's been outstanding.
When people listen to this, they won't realise we've recorded a little bit before it actually, yep, becomes live. But Jermaine Jones, as we speak now, a little bit of limbo. You've seen the reports that the Eagles are potentially interested in adding, yeah, him as a pre-season supplement selection.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of the system now. The young kids and all the young men that get delisted, they've got opportunities to sort of get back on the list. Mm-hmm. He's trained a few times with us, and he's a ripping young fella. I think everyone that has had anything to do with him would say the same. And yeah, good luck to him if he gets the opportunity to sort of get back on the list. I think he will make the most of it, and you know, fingers crossed for that. But on the flip side of that, if he doesn't, and he's at Footscray or wherever he ends up, and where his local club, we hope to see a little bit of him. But you just, and then even early next year, and that he could get drafted at any time. So he's a class above. I mean, he's been out trained with us, and you can just tell that. Yeah, I think he'll end up back on a list at some stage again.
Yep. Your leadership will change slightly with Jordan Hopper departing the club for North Geelong. I think him and Matty Spence shared the captaincy, yep, last year, so Matty go it alone this year.
Yeah, Spence he'll be standalone captain this year, and then the boys that were in the leadership group last year will stay, and we'll add a couple in underneath that.
Okay. Any kids coming up that we need to keep an eye on? Anything out of the 19s?
Well, Isaac Diagrella, I suppose, he's out of the 19s, won the Divi 2 medal last year. He's had a really good pre-season. We've got a group of them. I suppose if you start singling them out, you're going to forget one. And,
yeah.
You know, young blokes, who knows how they'll take it. But, yeah, that group, Connor O'Meara, he's down at Falcons and going really well down there as well. So depending on what happens with him going forward, whether he spends all the time there or we see him a little bit. But, yeah, we've got a number of sort of that group of 19 to 22 now that are starting to – they're the depth and the improvement that we're hoping, yep. You know, they'll give us. So,
are you seeing some similar – you were there in the late 90s when it sort of – you won the flag in 94. Yep. By 97, I think you finished with a wooden spoon. Troy Mitchell comes in, turns the club around. 5 years later, you're winning a premiership under Paul Lynch. But with a core group of Lara kids, is that – do you sort of reflect on history and hope it can repeat?
Yeah, I think that's the sort of plan at the moment. I think we have, and that's, you know, we've got good juniors, strong juniors all the way through. And it's very similar. We probably didn't have, back in the late 90s, we didn't have the turnover that we've had in the past few years. So I think now we're probably just at the stage where Mitch's second year, where he started to, you know, we started to get that, the Benny Patricks and Jace Kellys and Christian Thorleys and that. And, you know, now we've got the Kane Etridges, the Azzers and Taywin Robertsons and these guys that are all at that stage. And, you know, whether they can become the Benny Patricks and the Jace Kellys of the 2002 side,
yep.
You know, how far they develop, it's very similar. And I think that's what footy's about, trying to build, you know, build that side that can win one.
Yep.
Getting the culture right, having them want to be around, and you know, I think winning and starting to get some reward for the effort you put in will, because these guys have been through such a hard time, I think they're a lot hungrier now, and once they start to get that feeling, they'll grow with the group as well, I think. I'm hoping.
First month, North Shore to kick off,
yep.
Before the Easter break, followed by Leopold, Grovedale and South Bowen. So every game's a test in the GFL, but you will get a good indication in the first month where you're at, especially playing somebody like a Leopold who's been thereabouts for the last few years in round two.
Yeah, and I think we've got a good run at home games early. So I think out of the first seven, we might have four at home. And so, yeah, I mean, Leopold second round, North Shore first round, everyone starts off scratch. You just, you know, I mean, we're still a bit of work in progress. We're not sure what's happening, and that's the beauty of the practice match phase, I suppose. We'll get an idea of where we're at. I think we'll get...
Three games in,
and we played Bannockburn last year in a practice match and got a bit out of that. And so we should get a real gauge early on, you know, how much improvement we're going to have. And then by the time the season starts, we should know what we're going to be able to dish up week in, week out.
Yep. Well, exciting times. Some good Lara names back at the club in yep. Smith and Day, but also some handy recruits that I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing. And obviously, as you say too, the natural development of some of the younger kids as well. I don't think it's the doom and gloom at Lara that's probably been shadow that's been cast over the place for the last few years, but here's to a few wins in season 2020. Rock, really appreciate you coming in. Thanks for joining us on the season countdown.
No worries, Kingy. Thanks for having me. Yeah, hopefully things start to turn around nice and quick for us.
Next in our season countdown series, catching up with Port Arlington coach Pete O'Connor.